A new report ranks the Neuse and Cape Fear rivers in the top 10 most endangered rivers in America. It's the third time the Neuse River has been on the list in the past two decades. Both river basins have endured two 500-year floods from hurricanes in less than 20 years, during which dozens of animal waste lagoons were flooded or breached, discharging millions of gallons of waste directly into the rivers. A report released this week by Washington, D.C.-based American Rivers calls on the North Carolina General Assembly to include funding in the Hurricane Matthew Recovery Bill under consideration to reinstate the floodplain buyout program, which would move existing swine and poultry feeding operations out of floodplains. Today I'm speaking with Peter Robb, the North Carolina Conservation Director for American Rivers. And Peter, each year since 1984, your organization has released their annual report, America's Most Endangered Rivers. What are the criteria for selecting these rivers?
The biggest criteria is that there is a threat that can be resolved in the next calendar year. And so that's really what we look for. And it's a competitive process across the country where rivers are nominated by community groups, and we select the top 10 applicants.
The headline for the report is America's Most Endangered Rivers. What exactly does that mean, endangered rivers?
Again, it means that there's a threat within this year that can be addressed, and so it's not saying that there's a chronic problem. It is saying that there's a specific problem that's coming up this year that can be resolved.
And the number 7 spot is the Neuse and Cape Fear Rivers. How did they end up on this year's list?
I think after the horrific flooding that we saw as part of Hurricane Matthew, we realized that there were some significant opportunities to help out some of the farmers that are trying to protect the resource by getting their waste lagoons and waste piles out of the floodplain. And we just don't think that the North Carolina General Assembly was paying as much attention to it as was needed. And so we see this as an opportunity to help those farmers do the right thing to conserve the river and protect drinking water.
Okay, so during the flooding caused by Hurricane Matthew back in October, according to your report, 15 lagoons were overwhelmed, spilling waste into public waterways. How does that, the increased nutrient load, how does that impact the environment?
The biggest issue that we see with those, with that waste gets into the river system is algal blooms or algae growth. And that is an indication of high nitrogen phosphorus in the river. And those can cause fish kills and can also create treatment issues for your drinking water plants.
And those nutrients eventually work their way down the river system and into the Pamlico Sound and Cape Fear estuary, right?
That is correct. I think one of the biggest concerns is to the fishing industry and the recreational industry along the coast when you get those really amazing algal blooms and algal growth.
Are we seeing that now?
I don't think the conditions are quite right for algal bloom. I haven't been out on the rivers in the last couple of days. Usually you need to have warm temperatures and low flows. We are seeing some drought-like conditions across the state, but I don't believe that there are algal blooms out there right now. But, wait until August when we don't have the rains and it's 98 degrees, and we'll probably start seeing some of that again.
How many animal waste lagoons are still located within the floodplains here in eastern North Carolina?
I think we are estimating that there are about 65 potentials that would be strong candidates for relocation outside of the floodplain.
That's one thing that the report recommends is reinstating the swine buyout program that went into effect following Hurricane Floyd in 1999. The program relocating over 100 waste lagoons. Can you describe if the General Assembly were to consider another buyout? What do you think it would look like?
I think it should be very similar to the buyout program that was developed after Hurricane Floyd. Ideally, we would finish off. I think they had 138 producers submit. I think they were looking at 43 of those operations were able to be relocated, which, as you said, was about 100 lagoons at that point in time. So we've got more producers wanting to do it than we had the funding for at that point in time. But I think one of the other key features right now is we've had some really great growth of our poultry operations in North Carolina, and those facilities also sometimes have their waste piles located right in the floodplain, and so expanding the buyout program to deal not only with swine facilities but also our poultry facilities so that those farmers can properly manage their waste outside of the floodplain.
Earlier this week, the chief executive officer for the North Carolina Pork Council, Andy Curlis, said the industry would support in concept a voluntary buyout program. Now, moving forward, will you be working with the North Carolina Pork Council and legislators on this?
Yes. I mean, I think that this is a common sense solution that has broad support. I think it is one of those things that where the Pork Council has said that this is something that they would support seeing. The Farm Bureau has also said that they would support seeing this type of a buyout program. Right now, it's really just trying to get the attention of the General Assembly to understand that this is something that's really important not only for the agricultural community, but also for the environmental areas down there. So I look forward to working with the General Assembly to find the money to invest in this as part of the Hurricane Matthew recovery bill.
Peter Robb is the North Carolina Conservation Director for American Rivers. Peter, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Absolutely, and thanks for covering this.